And it's past 7 p.m, so we're going to get a little bit naughty now. 13, 24, 10. Give us your session injuries. Did you have an injury while you were going at it? Mm. All because there's a OnlyFans adult star from Brizzy, actually. His name's Adam, and he's had to stop working for a month because he hurt his penis. Well, actually...
So that's like, you could get on workers' comp for that, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's a workplace injury.
Yep.
I guess.
If he properly did it, he could go, oh, this is my working life done. Yeah, I get an OnlyFans payout, you know?
Well, I don't want to be too graphic, but he says that he spent like a night in hospital because the way that he did it was he like bent it at a 90 degree angle. Yeah. Went out, went to go back and bent it at a 90 degree angle. And then he says it swelled up the size of a Coke can. Probably as red as well, actually. No, actually, it would be the opposite way, Ben. It'd be swelling up.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
So 9 hours in the hospital. Now he's been told he can't. He can't work for 30 days.
I wonder if it's like in a movie, or sometimes in real life, if someone dislocates their shoulder and they pop it back in. Oh, imagine if you go to the doctor, is it 90 degree angle, and they had to straighten it up with a broken nose. Oh. Hold still.
Ali in Brisbane has given us a buzz. Evening, Ali, what was your injury?
Hi, so during my session, I was on all fours and he pulled my hair back and he pulled a muscle in my neck. Oh. So I went to work the next day and I had to keep my head on an angle looking at the computer screen.
Right. I had to have a heat pack on.
I've had that before, but from sleeping weird. You know, when you wake up and then the rest of the day. Yeah. Ali, thanks for giving us a buzz and sharing. Yeah. Sophie in Melbourne, tell us about your session injury.
So right after the session, I stood up on the bed to get off and, whatever. Mm. And the ceiling fan was on and I walked straight into the fan and split my head open.
Whoa!
And had to get 7 stitches.
That's how is it post-session injury?
Yes. How did the partner react in that moment?
He was freaked out. There was blood everywhere. He had to clean it all up. He had to rush me to emergency. It was New Year's Day as well, so you can imagine.
And then he probably still asked you, so was that good for you, baby? Thanks, Sophie, for the call. Vic in Warrandyte. Tell us about your session injury.
Yeah, right. Basically before the act, I had a quick shower and I've jumped out probably a bit too enthusiastic and tripped on the coffee table and banged my head and knocked myself out bollock naked.
Whoa! Way too keen there, Mick. I can see it now.
Is that, hang on, so you get told, you got to go have a shower, and you went, okay, cool, I'll have a shower.
You're trying to get back before the mood changed. I get you, Mick.
That's the one, mate.
Jess in Sitters, what's your session injury?
Hello. It's a bit hard to explain, but we were doing the deed, and his hands were wherever his hands were, as you can imagine. And I got a big cramp in my leg and jolted and kind of popped out, or I don't know what I did to his poor little fingers. And he started screaming, came out, and they were fully bruised for I'm going to say a week. And he was too embarrassed to go to the doctor about it.
What? So you bent his fingers because you moved your body. Funny.
They were, where they were. And massive cramp in my leg. And I just completely jolted to the side and... Really.
And again, I don't want to make the same joke again, but I can imagine being like, whoa, I really did well then. But Jess, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I know. So I wasn't injured, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You're so lost for words with this one sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's doing a great job.
I think everyone's tread the line very
doing
well.
A good job telling it without being too...
No, you've done well. Yes, for sure.
Because I wanted to ask a few questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Same. Yeah. I mean, he's sort of lucky that it was just...
You guys get so awkward.
Maybe we could record an off-air chat with Jessica.
Yeah, Jess, yeah. Would you be up for that? Like an off-air chat, like all
what else
all
do you
details?
Want to know?
Well, as, you know. Yeah,
I can say it in a bit, little bit more detail.
No, yeah, yeah.
That's what you think as well, but there's not much else to really tell.
Yeah. Anyway, we appreciate you sharing. Thank you very much.